was talking to someone recently who was struggling with just overwhelmed with responsibilities and tasks and everything else. And I asked that individual, so what has God provided for you? What has God given you? Count your blessings one by one. And he said, do you want to help me with that? And so we went down for the next 10 minutes going through all of the blessings that God had given him. And it changed his outlook on the difficulties that he faced because he looked at the grace of God, and God's grace will enable him to overcome whatever it is he's facing. I think that this prayer, this aspect of the prayer, give us this day our daily bread, not only is asking for the things we need, but also acknowledging the things that he has already given us. How often have you done that besides on Thanksgiving? Hopefully you did on Thanksgiving. But how often do you stop and count your blessings? We should, but we don't. When was the last time you just stopped and you said, start going down, I can stand upright. Is that a blessing? That I can stand. Right? That I don't get vertigo when you stand. Have you ever had vertigo? When I was a young man and I was growing up, I would stand up when I was, and all of a sudden everything would go black. Have you ever experienced that? The blood rushed from the head and then back, and then it would slowly clear away. That hasn't happened to me now in 55 years. I don't think about it till just now, right? But that's a blessing to be able to get up out of the chair and stand. And you can start going down and just examining your body and all the things that God has done with your abilities. Be able to see, being able to feel, touch, taste. What would eating be like without taste buds?
Boring.
Do you ever stop and just go through and evaluate? And then secondly, it says here, be pleased to provide. So, yes, Lord, provide, continue to provide the things I need. Even though, do we know exactly what we need? Is there a difference between what we need and what we want? Yeah. God promises to give us what we need. How many times does God say no to our wants? Because they're not good for us. Be pleased to provide all our bodily needs, so that we thereby might acknowledge that you are the only fountain of all good. Do we need to be reminded that? Do we need to be reminded that the ability to work is God's gift? The opportunity to work is only God's gift. The sustaining ability. Yes, when we're sick, I think we're reminded. But how about when we're well? Without your blessing, neither our care or labor nor your gifts can profit us. Isn't that a good thing to remember? Sometimes, well, look what I've done. And we have done, can do good things. But ultimately, without his blessing, so what? Ultimately, it's him. That we therefore withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it in you alone. Does that mean withdrawing your trust in yourself? In your ability? In your will? The answer is yes. Proverbs says what? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I was going to say some of your heart, but you already anticipated that. No, all your heart. Well, does this command or this prayer help us to do that? Give me what I can't give myself. Give us this day our daily bread. And notice it's the us. We're praying for one another as well as praying for ourselves. Do we trust in him alone for salvation and provision? Amen.
Amen.